Good evening. Praise the Lord and welcome to what we would call in the morning global time with Christ Jesus. We're calling it tonight local time. Well, praise God for you and thank you for joining us for prayer. Of course, you know, this is a favorite time of mine, particularly when God is rapidly answering prayer, such as he's doing right now. How are you this evening? I trust that you are doing fine. Of course, it's Friday, and we are at the end of our week, and I trust that your week was blessed and prosperous. Of course, we came through a very challenging week because of the weather patterns that we're almost getting used to now. And today we're having a heat wave because the temperature was somewhere in the, I believe, in the 50s on today. So we're here, thank God, through his grace and his mercy. Well, may God bless you. And tonight we want to pray on several things. I can tell you God has been just blessing, I mean, showing himself strong concerning his people. And I cannot say enough about that. So I'm encouraged to continue to seek him, to seek his face and pray, because he's wanting that, and he's answering our prayers. For those of you who were hearing about the assembly of leaders in Newark, elected officials, ministers, pastors, and various people of leadership capacity, well, that gathering was extremely successful. I'm still receiving calls based on what God did during that meeting, which was on yesterday morning. We were supposed to start at 8:30, but we probably started about 10 minutes later because traffic was extremely heavy in getting to our venue, which was on Martin Luther King Boulevard at the Willing Hearts Center. And we chose that venue so as to neutralize any thoughts and imaginations concerning whose church, which church, my church, your church. So we know that the demon that we are opposing, which is the prince over Newark, is a religious demon. So in wisdom, God guided us to have the event at that venue. Of course, our guest speaker was Dr. Chuck Pierce, and out of Texas. And so he was extremely used of God on yesterday. I mean, people were just awed at what God was saying, and also confirming many things that we already knew and are being said here already about what God wants to do. So open up your expectations. Believe God, because a revival is coming to this region. We need a visitation, don't we? And God is ready to do that. When I was asked to lead this expedition, so to speak, or this adventure, I knew that we needed to have a tagline for it. And our tagline was Hope Newark. And all of our printed materials carried that tagline. However, I did not know that this year, which is the year 5774 on the Jewish calendar, and with it, the number ending in 4 means that this year is a year of opportunity, the door. It's the year of the door. And so you have double fours because 2014 ends in a four. And so it's a door of hope. That is what the four means, the door of hope. We were just awed at how God did that because I didn't know that. And so Dr. Pierce was awed himself, and he was able to explain to us what God had already done that we weren't aware of. So that's a good report. And now what is to happen after that? We are told right out of the scriptures that we are to have four worship events over the next several months, varying on a two-month cycle in the four cardinal points of our city, the north, the east, the west, and the south, and ending up by the Feast of Tabernacles. And then there will be a central event in the center of Newark. And I tell you, we are wired, absolutely wired, because we saw how God's word shone before our eyes as Dr. Pierce opened it up. And we're like, wow, this is the time for God's promises concerning Newark to come forth. This is the season. And so we're excited. Just wanted to share that with you. And if, in fact, you were praying for that event, well, know that you had a victory because God answered your prayers, and that's important. Well, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us for prayer for this assembly. We're told in God's word that we are not to forsake the gathering of ourselves together. So, therefore, we are gathered together for the purpose of seeking Him, and we want to know Christ in the power of His death and resurrection. I do, and I think we all do, feel totally insufficient without contact with Him. So that is why we are gathered here. We have this privilege, the technology, the time, the space, and a warm, comfortable home. Or if you're on the road, well, warm, comfortable car. So, also, please get ready your prayer requests, whatever God lays on your heart. I invite you to bring it forth. God is moving in spectacular ways, and He's doing things where we have to be open to the extraordinary. If we're comfortable in the ordinary, then our extraordinary God is not able to work with us. We must be open for the extraordinary. Now, if you're willing to hear the Spirit of God on this evening, we're going to be here for the next 56 minutes or something like that. God will speak to you, and I would invite you to, we can hear you, your line is open, all the world can hear you actually, and we will encourage you to share a praise report, what God has done or is doing, which would encourage us, and also a prayer request, if you have one, that will encourage us to practice what God has raised us up to. So I just wanted you to know the opportunities are there. Let me quote something for you from the Word of God. Paul said to the Corinthians in the 15th chapter in the 7th verse, he said, "But thanks be to God who gives us victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ." And then there's a book that I'm reading, and here's what the author said, Pedro Coro is saying. The weapon of our warfare is only exercised in the place of prayer. He also said, there's a difference between the facts and the truth. What you may be experiencing at any particular point in time in your life the day-to-day reality of life, the struggles, the challenges, the issues and the problems that you face on a daily basis. On the other hand, the truth is what God's Word says about the particular situation you're going through or the challenges you currently face. God expects you to confess and proclaim the truth of His Word, not the fact of your daily struggles. And again, that's a quote from Pedro Okoro, and his book is entitled Crushing the Devil, Your Guide to Spiritual Warfare and Victory in Christ. Okay, well, praise God. We're going to pray tonight. I have a prayer agenda, but we're not wedded to it. I believe those are some of the things that God wants us to pray for. But I would welcome you adding something to that agenda that God has given you. I believe God speaks to all of us, not just myself. But the items on our agenda begins with the building projects that we are currently involved and that are currently coming online in the restoration of the Stanley Theater that God has given us for the purposes of reaching our city and our community. And then while we're praying, we want to thank God for Miguel Torrey's freedom and transformation. And he's back with us. Torrey is back. He had his first day of work with us on today. And he is as strong as a bull, not only in his physical place, but in his spirit. The man is full of the Lord. And so the experience of being incarcerated did not diminish him. It increased him. And so we thank God for him. And he is back with us. And he is a tremendous worker. Tremendous. I mean, the guy loves work. He does not run from it. And so another piece of good news for those of you who may be aware of who Tammy Khalil is. She is now in rehab, a drug rehab treatment for the next 30 days. She was just on with us on our Global Time morning, and just I think on Monday or Tuesday, and she was crying out for God's grace and mercy and help. And so now she's in some place in New York. She texted us and let us know. We'll pray for Tammy. Then the movie, of which most all of you, if you're watching TV, would have seen commercials about the movie, The Son of God. Excellent movie. My wife and I were invited to a private viewing of that movie about a month ago. Excellent movie, wonderful evangelistic tool, and it's being used all around the country. Churches are buying up whole theaters in terms of seating and bringing people as an evangelistic tool. So I encourage you, you have a person in your family, persons, friends, neighbors, co-workers, relatives, children, grandchildren, that you would like to see saved, bring them to that movie. That movie will minister by the Spirit of God to them. And so I just wanted to throw that out there. Finally, on my prayer list, there's a wonderful event that's going to occur on Pentecost Sunday here in the city of New York. And it's the first, I would think, of that many churches. Over 50 churches will be assembled in Ranch Brook Park here in the great city of Newark for a celebration at 4:30 in the afternoon. It's a Sunday, June 8th, Pentecost celebration, which is also an evangelistic outreach. There will be prayer tents. The area will be saturated with literature, evangelistic literature. But if you would like to be a part of being an assistance to people who are wanting to receive Christ and all of that, you can contact myself. because there's going to be training on that kind of thing right here in the city of Newark. So you would have to let me know, and then I can get you registered with the people that are overseeing that aspect of it. Praise God. All right, shall we pray? Father, we do thank you for the opportunity that we have today, this night, to gather together as we have. Thank you for each person that is pleasing you right now by joining together as one body, as one unit, to seek your face. Father, we thank you for showing yourself so strong and so awesome on our behalf. You're just moving, and we can clearly see your footprints. Father, we enjoy this adventure of seeking you. And Father, we know that you invite us and you want to be in our midst. You always long to be with your people. And tonight we ask you to forgive us for our shortcomings and failings that are so displeasing and distasteful to you, because you are righteous and holy God, and you want us also to be righteous. But without your help, it's impossible. So we ask to be cloaked and covered by the righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ. Apply his divine blood that was spilled, shed for us. Purchase our salvation. Apply that to our lives. Also, we ask you to wash us and to make us clean and whole, so that our presence is a sweet aroma to you. Our prayers are as incense before you, accepted and received by you, right in your courtroom. So we thank you, Father, tonight. We pray that your Spirit will move upon us in the short time that we have here tonight. That he would move upon us in a mighty way to lead, guide, and direct us. And Father, in the name of your Son, Christ Jesus, we rebuke every principality and every power that wishes and desires to stand in opposition to our assembly and the lifting up of our prayers and our intercessions tonight. We ask and command the adversary to take up his weapon and flee. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father, for receiving us to yourself on this night. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. Welcome, of course. Welcome. Welcome. Okay, we're going to pray for the building projects. Let me share this with you. Something is happening. God is just opening the doors for this, our building projects advance. And I say projects because I have to tell you, at this point, I feel quite overwhelmed because there are so many things that needs to occur in our buildings, and God is sending people. And so I'm in a space and place that I've never been before. I've never handled and done anything like this. And so I'm listening closely to the Holy Spirit for his guidance and his wisdom. I certainly covet your help, beginning with your prayers. And that's what we're going to do right now. We pray for building projects because God is opening doors miraculously, powerfully. And that's with, I don't know that I'm doing anything to cause that. It's nothing but the Lord. That's how I know it's him. Because I don't think I could cause what is happening. And so let us pray about that, about the building projects. We have the windows are going to begin to be restored in next month, sometime next month. as soon as the contractor can confirm the schedule. We have our we have people looking at our building in terms of new heating systems, new air conditioning systems, solar power, all of those things are going on, and I'm just watching, you know, because I didn't go get them. God sent them, and so pray for these, please. I'm going to ask one of you to take this on as a prayer assignment and lead us in that right now, praying for the projects, the restoration projects in the building that are much needed, and that we know that all our needs are met by Christ Jesus, all of our needs. So let us thank God for what he's doing. But let us ask him. He wants us to ask. So I'll ask one of you, if you would just take that up, please. Pray for the building projects, all that are on and are coming, and ones that are yet to come. Would someone take that up, please, while we have some soft music in the background. And while you're doing that, whoever takes that up, I'll take the opportunity to clear up the echo that I believe is coming from my line. I'll at least try to find out about that and clear that up so we can get better audio. Would someone take this up, please? Pray for our projects, our building projects. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Anyone, someone. Hallelujah. Take it out. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's an opportunity. Don't let it go by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Lord, we thank you for this building project, Lord. We thank you for the burden that is coming along, Jesus. We thank you for sending people, Lord. Your people that are helping us out, Lord. We thank you right now, Jesus. Oh, we can't thank you enough. And we just thank you for the new air conditioning and heating system, the solar panels, Lord. Lord, we're thanking you right now because you sent the right person for the right job, Lord. Oh, and as we go forth in this restoration, Lord, continue sending people, Lord. Oh, your people, Lord, that do your will, Lord. Lord, we thank you right now, Jesus. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, and we thank you for the restoration thus far, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. We thank you for Taurus, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, because you know he's willing and able, Lord, to do what has to be done, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And he was ready to do it with open hands, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We just thank you right now, Lord. Oh, for the
thank you, Lord, in advance.
People that are coming along, we bless you, Lord. We thank you right now in your name, Jesus. Oh, we know it can't be done without you, Lord. And we ask that you overflow us, Lord. With abundance, Lord, overflow us with finance, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. That we will want for nothing in your mighty name, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus. We can't thank you enough, Lord. Oh, and we just thank you for the roof, Lord. Oh, we thank you for just helping the roof not to collapse, Lord. Hallelujah. With all this snow in your name, Lord, we know it is you. Protecting it, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you right now, Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. And we just thank you right now for things that are unseen, Lord. Things that you know that's in store for us, Lord. For our building restoration, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we can't thank you enough. And all these things, I'll be so very careful to give your name to pray. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Come again in your name. Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
during this entire season of snow that we've had here, that is really, thank you for that prayer, Elder Roy.
Yes.
It truly is and was God that has kept our building. Now, we've had some issues. We've had some moisture penetration because it's, you know, of so much snow sitting there on certain roofs. We have 11 different rooms. There's a huge big one, and then there's, you know, 10 smaller ones, and they're mostly flat, the smaller ones. They're all flat, in fact. And so all of that weight on a building is tremendous, and we've seen and heard the news of many, the demise of many buildings that are much younger, so to speak, that have, the roofs have caved in, or they've had some tremendous damage for whatever reason. We know there's a building right up the street where the Dollar Tree, the dollar whatever you call it, one of those 99-cent things, right in the next block, and they've been closed all week or since the middle of last week because because of electrical problems caused by moisture penetration. So all of those businesses have been closed, and they're still closed. Now, one of them, one of the businesses belonged to one of my friends, and or it's a group of friends, and they own the business, and so they've been out of business, and so on. So we've been, I've been praying tremendously during the time that we're experiencing all of these things, because our building is an old lady, you know, and she can't take falls. She's going on 90 years of age, you know. She's 1927. And so, you know, God kept her. God has kept her. We've got some moisture issues that we are being worked on. And the guys were up on the roof today removing the snow and ice and clearing the gutters and things like that. So we thank God for keeping our facility. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Well, someone was going to say something? Was someone? Oh, okay. All right. Let's lift up Tammy Khalil. And I think most of you, if not all of you, have seen her. She lives right down the street, and she wants to serve the Lord, but has need strength. Let's put it that way. So she's now in rehab in New York City. She's in a rehab program for 30 days, and she checked herself into that. And I gave a little background, I think it was this morning, on what kind of life she's coming from. You know, she was a nightclub dancer, a go-go dancer for many years. And she decided that she didn't want that life anymore, and she wants the Lord, and she wants to live a different life. And it has been a real struggle for her. My wife and I have worked very closely with her, so we knew that she was in deep struggle, and we stayed in contact with her most every day. And so she texted us yesterday and let us know that she was in rehab, and that's a good thing. That's a good thing, because usually getting someone into rehab is usually something that they never, you know, find it difficult to arrive at as a conclusion. So let's pray for Tammy. If there is someone...
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Yes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Lord God, we come before you tonight, dear God, for Tammy, Lord God. Father God, you know her heart. You see her cries, Lord God. Father God, I ask you for deliverance tonight in the name of Jesus. Touch her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, never let her look back, Father God. Lord, because if you did it for me, I know you can do it for anybody.
Yes,
and
Lord,
and we're thanking you and praising you for her victory tonight in the name of Jesus. Father God, because when you do something, Lord God, it is done. She will never see another rehab in her life. We're claiming this done right now in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you for it, Lord God. Father, because she's seeking you, Father God. She needs you, Lord God. You said to call upon you, Lord God, during our time of trouble or whatever that you would be for us. You said you were our deliverer. You said that you were our healer. Oh, God, and we're claiming this right now. We're standing on your word. That your word would not return to you void, Lord God. And we're standing on your word. And we know that if you can do things that no one else can do, and we're thanking you for her deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the victory for Tammy.
Hallelujah.
Use her,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Use her. Use her, Lord. She's your vessel. Use her mightily. Fill her to the overflowing.
In the name of
God. Yes, I'm turning to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Deliverance in the name of
honor to your glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Blessed
name
of the
Lord. Yes, Lord. Complete work in her in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of looking to you, Lord God, for a mighty report, oh God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Lord, your anointing is what breaks the yoke, Lord God. So I know it's that, Lord God, for your purpose. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, today every pull out of the enemy,
Lord.
We cancel it right now in the name of Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for the victory.
Answer
prayers.
Jesus. As she sings your praise, oh God, she will confound the enemy in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh God, in the name of Jesus, cry out
the name
of your name. Hallelujah. Call on the name of Jesus. Right where she is. Hallelujah. Yes, God, there is power in your name. Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for that decision that she made. Hallelujah. Yes, God, she has to see your love. Yes, Lord God, she needs to be with you, Lord God. She has a burning desire, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, I thank you tonight that you're filling her up even right now. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, you're filling her up.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God, you're filling her up, Lord God. You're taking away the old. Hallelujah. Yes, God, and you're going to replace it with your new things. Yes, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
We thank you, Lord. We
thank
you, Lord.
Lord.
We give you glory.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you the honor. Yes, Lord, and all of the praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She'll be a mighty flame for you, Lord, a mighty bright light. Shining in the darkness, she'll be a bright light.
Rivers of living water.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless her mightily. Bless her mightily, Lord. Strengthen her. Fill her. Fill her.
Fill her up.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the victory in advance. Yes, Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus. The name
thank
of Jesus.
You.
The name of
you.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise
Hallelujah.
The name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. In the
Hallelujah.
Name of Jesus.
Excuse
yes.
Me.
Yes. Let us pray for the movie that is entitled The Son of God. I just know in my heart from the first time I heard of this movie being produced back in the fall, there was a special, and I know that God has raised these two people up, this man and this woman who spearheaded this project. And God is going to use and is using this movie, The Son of God. I just love the name because that's what Satan is disputing in our communities, saying that God doesn't have a son. How can he have a son? Well, he does. You know him. I know him. We want everyone else to know him as well. Let us
Amen.
Pray for the that it reaches and touches far and deep in our cities, in our communities, in our families, in the hearts of individuals, that it will divide asunder between the spirit, the soul, and the body. It will transform
yes,
individuals, even people in our families, as they go to see this movie in the theaters, because they're shown in the theaters everywhere. There's in California, there's one, I forget the name of the gentleman right now. He wrote a famous book. I forgot his name right now. And they purchased all of the plexes in the movie theater. They showed all those screens. And it's happening even around in our areas. So let us pray for that. I'll ask someone to pray for the movie, The Son of God, that it would just penetrate the darkness of the kingdom of Satan. It will just push back, and many, many souls would be released and freed from the plantation of sin. Someone take that, please. Hallelujah. And if you've just joined us, welcome. God bless you. Someone take that, please. The movie, The Son of God, pray that it would reach and touch the lost. Wherever it's shown, it would have powerful effect. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your Son. Hallelujah. Yes. Teach our world about him.
Hallelujah.
The Savior, the only answer.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
To sin.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. His relationship with you, Lord. Hallelujah.
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 Lord, we thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Praise your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Bless the name of God. We give you
yes.
glory. We give you honor. We give you praise because you alone are God. All by
yes.
yourself. Father God,
yes.
tonight we thank you, God, for a powerful movie, oh God, that is coming out on February the 28th, next
yes.
Friday to be exact. Lord, we thank you for all those, oh God, that are spearheading, oh God,
yes.
a way that would make others come, make it possible for others to come to see this
yes.
movie that declares, oh God, that you are the Son of God, Jesus. We thank
yes.
you, God, for the
yes,
makers,
God.
Oh God, for the inspiration, Lord God, that you imparted, Lord God. We thank you tonight, oh God, because they could have decided not to do it, but we thank you for their obedience, Lord.
Yes,
Father
Lord.
God, and as they were obedient, Lord God, and they created this movie, Lord, we know That is a message that you know that is necessary for this hour, for this season,
yes.
for this time. Yes, God,
yes.
because you don't work, and you work in order. Yes, Lord God.
Yes,
and we
Lord,
thank you,
hallelujah.
God, that you brought forth this movie, Lord God, and we pray tonight, oh God,
yes,
that
yes.
it would overpower, oh God, every stronghold of the adversary that would try to
yes.
exalt itself above the knowledge of you, oh God, to question
oh.
whether or not Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Lord, tonight
yes.
we agree, hallelujah, Jesus, that lives
yes.
will be transformed in the name,
in the name
of, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
We decree and declare, oh God, that men, women, children, young people,
yes.
old people,
yes.
oh God, those that are even saved, oh God, that it would bring
yes.
about a revival in their lives, Lord God, when they go to
yes,
see
Lord.
This movie, Lord God, that it would break chains in the name of Jesus,
mm.
that it would bring hope for the hopeless in the name of Jesus,
yes.
that it would bring light where there is darkness in the name of
yes.
Jesus, that it would open my door, Lord God, or even my window in the hearts, oh God, and in the minds, oh
yes.
God, of those that go to see it, oh God, that maybe questioning, oh God, that may be in doubt, that may not even know, oh God, even in this season, we know that there are many that don't know of you, oh God, but we pray, Lord God, that the light, oh God, from this movie would penetrate,
yes.
oh God, the darkness, that it would bring understanding, oh God, that it would bring a wisdom and a knowledge of you, oh
yes,
yes. Lord God, and your Son, Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
Lord, we just thank you tonight. We thank you, oh God, for the powerful move that will take place, oh God, from
yes.
this movie being seen and shown. Yes, Father yes. God, that it will open up hearts,
yes.
oh God, and minds, oh God, towards you. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you in advance.
Yes.
Father, we give you glory. We give you
yes.
honor, Lord God, and we give you the praise in
Jesus'
yes. mighty name. Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lift our voice because you are our help.
Hallelujah.
Our help
comes
from you.
It comes from you.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the only wise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And whatever you do, Lord, you do it well. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, God.
Thank
you said your word
Lord.
Will not return to
Hallelujah.
Your void. Hallelujah. Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Jesus, for will do
Hallelujah.
What you set it out to do. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Praise the name
you,
of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank
you,
Lord. To God. Thank
praise
you, Jesus. God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Lord,
glory to your name. Glory to your name.
You're mighty, God.
Hallelujah,
Lord. You're mighty. Lord, you're mighty.
Lord,
you're mighty. Hallelujah. You're mighty. Yes, Lord.
Mighty.
Yes, Lord, you're mighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Glory to God. Yes, praise the name of the Lord. There are two churches. Those of you that are on with us in the mornings would have heard this already. But there are two, actually there are three churches that the Lord laid this on my heart, that if we can begin to be large in our hearts, and God wants to bring the body of Christ in our great city together. And I tell you, something started on yesterday that it was just found, cannot even put it into words, but it's being orchestrated in the spiritual realm. And we want to pray for other churches, those that we know that are under attack. And you have to believe, when you think about it, that the way Satan would do, he would divide and conquer.
Yes.
And so there are churches that I'm going to mention that we know that God is moving in and on right now. There's one church called, it's a Brazilian church, and it's a place that I've been in a couple of times because we know people there. And they're in the northern section of Newark. They're in on Broadway in Newark. And the name of the church is Projecto Vida Nova. Projecto Vida Nova. And they're Brazilian. They compose of others as well, but they're mostly Brazilian, and Brazilians speak Portuguese. And the pastor there, just received a new pastor, relatively new. The pastor before, whom I've met as well, he died in the pulpit in Brazil. He was visiting Brazil because they have a sister church or churches over there, because I met their bishop here in North Newark a couple of years ago. And I can tell you the church is full of the Spirit of God. I sensed the Spirit of God there. I was in a prayer meeting there. It was awesome. And we, at that time, had said, you know, we were going to get together at times to pray, meaning us and them. But it never worked out. But I think it's going to happen now. But anyway, they're experiencing some tremendous challenge in the spiritual realm as well as the physical realm. They need favor from the city of Newark as regarding taxes, and they also need the covering of the saints of God, meaning people like us, because Satan is trying to remove them, period, from that area. And in that area, there's a lot of occult and witchcraft activities. So they're strategically placed by God. Let us come alongside of them and pray for them right now. The other church that we want to pray for is a church, I thought I had notes here. I did. I don't know what happened to them. But on the pastor's name, and they're on Jones Street in Newark. And their church is experiencing tremendous difficulty simply because they've been in the church they've been for many, many years. I think they're older than the tab. And the city built a bike lane right in front of the church, along the street in front of the church. And so they didn't have parking before, and they used to park in the street. So now they have no place to park because it says no parking, and they're getting ticketed, and people don't want to come to church. So, again, that's opposition. So we pray for them. And finally, we want to thank God for Pastor Felix Tinkson. He's the pastor of the First Baptist Petty Memorial Church, which is right at the top of Central Avenue next to the Y, that fortress-like building that was built in the 1800s. That's the church. And they are now stepping out boldly into the community. This pastor is taking the church out of the box into the community. So we thank God for that. So something is stirring. And we said that this is the year of hope. The door of hope is open. So let us pray. So I'm going to lead us in prayer there. These are men of God, the real deal. These are not wannabes. These are people that were sent. And so we're going to pray for them. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Pastor Fernando Lima. We thank you for Pastor Kingston. And we thank you for the other brother of whom we are unable to recall his name. But you know your people, and your people know your voice. And Father, we lift these saints up, these assemblies up, because you've strategically placed them. And Father, now we command the spirit of darkness, the spirits of darkness, to take up their weapons and run, flee, move from before the people of God. Because you did say through your Son, Jesus Christ, that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That you will build your church. And Father, we know that you've established these assemblies for your own glory and your own purpose, and for the benefit and good of our city. And Father, right now, we ask you right now, on behalf of these assemblies, that you would strengthen their candlesticks because you
yeah.
planted them and positioned
yes,
them
Lord.
As lights
yes.
in
yes,
the region
Lord.
Where you've placed them. And that no harm or hurt can come to their assembling. They will continue to meet and assemble and also be prosperous in
yes.
the particular territory that you've placed them. Father, we send
yes.
a word of encouragement to the heart of these pastors who labor because you called them and you sent them. And Father, we thank you, Lord, for the victory that you already have over the enemy. So we know that
mm-hmm.
he is a defeated foe, and you've made
yes.
us more than conquerors. In the name
yes.
of Jesus, we pray that every door that is closed now to your people that should be open, we command it and we speak to the doors right now to open. We see them swinging open wide for your people to walk through. Doors of favor, doors of supply, those of prosperity, everything that they need is met by Christ Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the victory that you're giving to
yes.
your people. And we know, Lord, that you're setting up. Hallelujah. This is what Chuck Pierce said yesterday. He
mm-hmm.
said, this is the year. This is the year. Newark is in a setup.
Yes.
Hallelujah. There's a shakedown. There's a shakedown being formed right now. There's a shakedown. And I can sense and I can feel it. There's a shaking. There's a shaking. And as we think of the other people of God and think beyond ourselves, beyond our little church, our own little world, and begin to think large and huge based on the way God sees it. Because Elijah thought that he was the only one in the kingdom. And God
mm-hmm.
says, no, I got a whole bunch of other people. Lots of them. God's got a whole lot of people in our city like us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless
you,
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Saints,
I want to encourage you. Get ready. God is about to do something, not just corporately, but on a personal level in your life. God has given you His life. His energies are flowing through you.
Yes, okay.
Cease to be content with what you've eaten and drank so far from his table. Desire more. Desire more. Because heaven responds to demand. Heaven responds to demand. If there's no demand, the kitchen's not open. Doesn't need to cook food. Is nobody hungry? He that hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. And I can tell you, God wants to bless you beyond what you've been blessed so far. Just let Him desire it. Let Him and desire His will and His glory. Ask Him for a visitation on a personal level as well as for all of us and for our city and our community, our state, a visitation. All of the prophecies that have been said over Newark is about to come to pass. They were never changed, only delayed. Chuck pointed that out to us yesterday. And have some friends who were going over the prophecies that have been spoken over Newark. They're awesome. And with the door of hope opening now, Hope Newark, it's on. So you're part of it. You're part of it. You're part of it. God has given you a mind to serve him and to participate in his plan. And you may not think that you're anything, and you don't have to be other than what Jesus made you to be, you know. And just continue to make yourself available to him like you are. I want to bless all of you on this night. I want to bless all of you. I want to thank you. I want to thank our elders for being present yesterday at that what I would consider an important meeting. That was a crucial meeting. I believe it's a turning point for our city. And so I'm still getting calls. People are still talking about it because they've been touched. And it's just what I asked God for and we asked God for. And so there are hundreds, thousands of people in our state that have joined you and I in prayer for a visitation and for all of God's plan and purposes to come to fruition or to be in manifestation in our community. So we thank God for you, and God is holding, using these others to hold your arms up. And as long as your arms are up, the battle is going in the favor of God's people. Don't let your hands come down. Hallelujah. Don't let your hands come down. We've got people that's helping to hold our arms up, lest our arms get weary and come down. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, may God bless you. And First Lady Elizabeth said, let us remember tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, there's a women's ministry at the TAB at 10 o'clock on tomorrow. We don't anticipate any snow or any storm or anything. And if at all you're able to make it, please make a real effort and assemble there at 10 o'clock in the morning. So you know where we meet. We meet on the 987 side of the building. And it's comfortable in there. So be blessed. We're looking forward to seeing you on tomorrow. I would love to share with you a quick benediction. And over time, you will see how this works for you to continue to cause you to prosper. All your needs are met according to his riches, according to his mighty riches. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Peter 4, verse 11, the second half of that verse, it says that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Well, God bless you. Sleep well tonight. Believe God for a vision. An open heaven. Hallelujah. He wants to do just that for you. An open heaven. God bless you. See you on Sunday. God willing.
God bless you, Pastor, Sister Liz.
Thank you, and we love all of you.
God bless everyone on the prayer line.
monitoring. Kristen, I'm not going to hold you. I was just checking in to see how you're doing and how the wife is doing. We're not going to talk shop talk right now.
Okay. I'm just leaving.
Yes, yes. That's all right, man. You know, you've had it on heavy and heavy. It's okay to be a little mixed up. I'm serious, man.
Yeah, so I'm here. Just because my son actually passed around the jail and dropped me off. And my son came with me, so he's driving home. I tried to press against the other days I've been staying, but
How is she doing today? Yesterday, I think it was a success. It was great. I think we have some momentum that we need to follow up with and all of that. And I want to tell you your help in us being able to do that was tremendous. And so we got so high, but by this time you were gone. We got so high, we almost, but I almost, somebody, I think my wife, thank God for her, reminded me to take up an offering, you know, and we did that. I mean, we were so high, I'm serious. I mean, we were intoxicated with the flow of the spirit in that place. And I'm getting calls. Yeah, I mean, it was really, really what I was shooting for, what I wanted to see happen, that people's hearts were touched. So now there's momentum, and even Chuck himself, Chuck was like, whoa. When he saw what the tagline was for, one regret I have, that I wasn't astute enough to make sure that it's recorded, you know, but there are notes that are being put together that have been taken and are being formally, you know, dressed up real nice that we can work from, and so you can get a copy of that, okay? So that's covered, but I have to say to you, thank you so much for really playing a major role in making that possible. And what I want to do is the offering we took up yesterday, I'm told by my wife and others, I haven't counted, I haven't touched it at this point until now, is I think like $300 or something like that. And so we give him that as an honorarium. I'll try to come up with, you know, from our ministry, what we need to do with the other part of it, as relates to the, you know, the accommodations, breakfast, whatever, whatever that you said it would be.
Yeah. And if they want to come down and is he still here, he lives?
Not, well, he's here tonight. He's there, he's in, tonight he's in Maskin Ridge. Yeah, well, what I'll do is I'm going to mail it to his address in Texas. That's what I do, because I won't see him. I would like, he has an event at the same place tomorrow, and I'd like to, no, I can't go, there's no way, because it's got glorious money, so that does that. So, but I'll mail it to him, and, I thought it would be a good idea if I, you tell me here, if I sent a letter to Dr. Jefferson, well, a letter thanking Metropolitan. But you tell me, I'll do whatever. Oh, okay. I got you. That's what I'm saying. I'm listening to hear what you have to say about it. I'm just going from a whole protocol kind of.
What we do is, you know, I can be put down to you for the whole detail, but what we do is, we don't put a lot of things there, and we do like, how should I say, a regular customer. And so, and then, you know, I'm affiliated with my clothes, and then so we, you know,
I'm only gonna do. I'm only gonna do what you think. In this instance, what you think we should do or shouldn't do. I'm fine either way. One more aspect of that, and again, like I said, I respect your opinion on it, and we're going to follow whatever you say. I just thought, I think there were three workers in there today, I mean yesterday, and their attitudes, this is just me, but you tell me where the line is, their attitudes in my mind were outstanding, they served well and have good attitudes. Whatever we do coming from NORCAB, I'd like to include some kind of a little tip in there, you know, something that they can get a couple cups of coffee or something. You know what I'm saying? But a little appreciation, that's what I'm talking about. How would we do that if, in fact, that's permissible? I mean, if those through you, we got it. Okay. All right, fine. Well, that's fine. Good. Okay. is so important to you and all of that. So that's basically what I was looking for. You'll never hear this again in terms of the inside details from me, because that's, I understand those kinds of things and the sensitivities associated with that, you know. So I just want to make sure that, like I said, you know how I made it known how I felt about all that was done. And what a blessing that was, and I didn't want to try to forget anybody or anything.
They're just following our lead.
As it should be. Yeah, yeah. So the things that we've been hoping and dreaming for in terms of the way things are done and all that is happening, man, and it's almost too good to be true. So I'm excited about it, you know. We get to do somebody, I'm not going to name names, but quickly, someone said to me after I emailed them the information about the event, someone you know real well, but I'm not going to, you'll probably try to figure it out, but you go ahead and do that. And the person said, well, you know, I think it's wonderful, but why didn't you bring me in on the plans? You know who I like to work with y'all, Now, this is somebody outside of Newark. Let me give you that much truth. You know, it's not somebody inside of one of our light-skinned cousins. I'll give you that much truth. And, well, I didn't take it personally or anything. Because I understand the psychology of our light-skinned cousins, that didn't surprise me. That's where their head was at, because their heads is where, okay, if y'all going to do anything, y'all need us to help you. You know, where you to lead it, to organize it, you know. That's the way they think, you know. So, I mean, I was also thankful that I had no reaction, no negative reaction to that kind of thing, because I understood totally where it's at, and that's where it is, you know. But it was interesting, because it was like, you mean y'all doing this and I'm not in it? I'm not part of the planning? It didn't require that. You know, we just did what we know to do, and we did it. And bless God, it turned out to be awesome. But thank you so much, man. That's basically what I will say to you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah. Good. All right. Okay. All right. Exactly. Well, we talk more about that, because, like I said, I think you, Dr. Harris, myself, and Zelda, we should sit down and really talk that out. Because I believe God, if we're obedient to the letter in a certain sense, that God will honor this. Because when I chose the byline, which was Hope Newark, I had no clue that when Chuck saw that, Chuck was blown away, that the four, because this is 5774 in the Jewish calendar, 2014, the four means an open door of hope. I never heard that before. Yeah. Like I said, man, it was just totally awesome. And I'm just glad. I would have just been happy to be in the trunk of the car or the bus while they rolled. Man, I'm serious. So God is good. So let me let you go, man, because I know I'm sure you want to go and regenerate and relax a little bit. So we're lifting the Wimps family up in prayer. We've been doing. All right, tell Kevin that I sent greetings. I was teasing him yesterday when you had already left, and I was saying to him, well, why don't you go up there and I'll have you come up there and see something. I says, you up there is as good as having him up there. I had him cracking up. I said, ain't no difference. If you close your eyes and you put him up there, it's Bernard. That's such a blessing. That's awesome. All right, man. Listen, be blessed, all right? We'll talk. Okay, bye.